Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve the agenda is revised on August 17th.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, be Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be precise. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed or old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed on our old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening before such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. First case, please.
First case, 11025, Richard G. Harris and Deborah L. Harris, southwest corner of Old Mill Pond Road and Old Mill Bridge Road, being lot 10 within Mill Creek Acres development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Sir? You need to be sworn in, okay. If you would, for please.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Rich Harris, 20680 Annadel Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
You raise your left hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Manane Robinson. I'm an attorney at Steve Parsons' office. I'm representing Richard Harris and Deborah Harris, okay, with regard to the variance request. The property is located at 10 Mill Creek Acres in Selbyville. Mr. and Mrs. Harris purchased the property on September 21st of last year, 2011. A survey done just prior to settlement, but after they signed the contract to purchase the property, showed that the north side of the house was 13.3 feet from the side property line. The setback requirement there is 15 feet, so it's 1.7 feet in violation. And Mr. and Mrs. Harris are seeking a variance of that violation. The house was built in 1981 and is located on a relatively narrow lot in Mill Creek Acres, or right outside of Mill Creek Acres. In order to comply with the setback requirements, the Harrises would be required to destroy a portion of this 31-year-old structure, which is on the north side, and this would create a significant expense to the Harrises. The variance is necessary in order to enable the reasonable use of the property in that the Harrises cannot maintain the structure in its present state without the variance. As I mentioned, the property was purchased in September 2011 and the home has been there since 1981, therefore the parties did not create the violation. Again, the home's been there for 31 years. It during that time, it has not been out of conformity with the character of the development, and it will continue to be, it's actually in conformity with the character of the development, and will continue to do so if it's allowed to maintain it or stay in its current state. And lastly, the parties are seeking the minimum variance. They're just seeking a 1.7-foot variance so that they can maintain the house in its present state. Mr. Harris, do you have anything to add? And the board have any questions?
I'll find out, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Yes, do you have permits for the shed? Do you have those in your possession? Before you go for your settlement, I want to make sure you're okay there.
The shed, which is on the north, on the northern side of the property, was destroyed.
Oh, okay.
And
I have to show that here.
Yeah, it was destroyed after they purchased the property.
Okay.
The one closest to the back settle or back line.
It's
an old shed. How long?
It's an old shed. I don't know how old
okay.
it was.
All right.
It can be moved if it needs to. It's
no, it doesn't. Your setbacks are fine. I just wanted to know whether it was a recent one.
The other one was aluminum, and it was just a mess, so I just knocked it down.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Werben?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
When was the house built, do you know?
1981.
And do you know, was the garage built then? Or?
It's my understanding it was all built at one time in 81.
I got you.
1987?
I called
1980. I have on here is 1980 it was built.
Okay, I got 81 from the assessment office, I believe.
I have that it was a permit was taken out July of 87 for an attached garage.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
right, I'm sorry. I was not aware that. I thought it was all in 81.
That's what the record shows here.
Do we know if a certificate was issued?
No certificate of compliance was issued for it.
For the garage.
Gotcha.
For the garage.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, Mr. Mills, any further?
No other questions.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Just a quick one for Mr. Harris. You've heard the presentation of Mr. Robinson. Do you affirm that that is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, five signatures were submitted in favor of.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do we have anybody, Secretary? Okay, hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as uniqueness applies, it is a corner lot, narrow. Since it's there and the applicant wasn't created by the applicant, it certainly seems necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I think they're asking, excuse me, for a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11025.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion for the reasons so stated.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11025. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reason that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reason stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for Mr. Mills' reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11025 is approved at this time.
All right. Thank you.